It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Rick Crawford, representing the 1st Congressional District of Arkansas, Chairman of the House Ag Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management. Great to see you.
Hey, good to be here.
Let's talk about one of the things that's really a hot topic in D.C. among those in agriculture right now. That's the Farm Bill. Hearings are underway.
Yeah, we're going to have a pretty aggressive hearing schedule under Chairman Conaway. Actually, through the rest of the year, we've got some listening sessions planned out in the country. I think our first one will be down in Florida. We have one scheduled in Texas. We'll probably have one in Arkansas. There may be in the upper Midwest and further west as well. So we're doing everything we can to get as much information gathered up as we prepare to mark up a farm bill, probably in the latter part of the fall.
There are some challenges to getting that done, though. Money will be an issue.
You know, budget is always a challenge, which is why we're trying to get this done early so we can try to write it off this baseline, and that will be helpful. Obviously, you've seen the president's budget that is not ag-friendly, and we're trying to correct that, and we think we can. We have an ag secretary that we feel like is pretty well synced up with us and has the same kind of view that we have and understanding, yes, we've got some budget challenges, but that all of the budget problems shouldn't be fixed by the Ag Committee.
One challenge you have is a carryover from the 2014 Farm Bill, talking now cotton. Mm-hmm.
Cotton is a real challenge for us because, as you know, the Stacks program really didn't pan out as they had intended for it to. And so what that does is put cotton producers behind the eight ball without an adequate safety net. So one of two things can happen. One, we can do the generous cost share program like we did last time to try and correct that shortfall, provide a little bit of relief there. The other thing is we could get the ag secretary to use his discretion and authority to deem cotton as an other oil seed for the purposes of participating in the PLC program. The first one is probably what is more likely. There have been some folks that in the Ag Department that view the latter, the oilseed designation, as problematic from a legal standpoint. I don't share that opinion, but for the sake of trying to provide some relief to farmers, cotton growers around the country, we're looking again at the generous cost share provision there that would provide a little bit of relief. And then long term, obviously what we need to do is get cotton back in Title I. And provide some an adequate source for them. PLC would apply at that point.
So effort earlier was somewhat derailed. Dairy industry has been hurting as well. Is there a fix coming with that, you think?
Dairy is one of the things that, I would say dairy is almost like the healthcare of agriculture. It's a very complex and difficult issue to talk about. It's a very complex policy. For every suggestion we have, we're going to have another group that comes out and says, no, that'll never work. We have some people that are ideologically opposed to one approach versus another. We have problems with market access. We're competing with Canada. There's a number of things that are, problematic in the dairy industry, and I don't know of a single solution we can offer to try and address those problems.
Well, you mentioned Canada in there. There's competition around the world wanting markets. You've identified a market that U.S. Ag has not been in. That's Cuba.
Cuba represents a real opportunity for the United States. It's not a silver bullet for agriculture by any stretch. But when we're looking at now a five-year decline in farm income, I think we're down about 50% over that five-year period. We need to be turning over every rock and looking for every opportunity we can. Cuba is one of those opportunities. It, as it stands right now, it's probably about $1.5 billion market, but our access to it is certainly limited because we can't do anything but cash transactions. So my bill, H.R. 525, simply lifts that credit restriction, allowing U.S. producers to offer private financing terms with Cuban entities to allow us to legitimately access the Cuban market. And I think in a very short period of time, we would start to see that marketplace develop into a $2.5-3 billion market fairly readily.
And I guess the last thing here for you, what do producers need to be doing? I mean, they're back home working the fields right now. What can they be doing?
Well, what I try to get producers to be a little more proactive on is marketing, using risk management tools that are out there that are, you know, that don't have anything to do with the government. And what we're trying to do is incentivize through a variety of things to create issues like addressing an aging farm population. You know, we've got the mean age of an American farmer is about 59 years old, and that is on an upward trajectory, and that's not sustainable. So we're trying to incentivize young people back onto the farm, a variety of ways we can do that. Those are the kinds of things we're going to try and tee up for the Farm Bill. Student loan repayment plans, almost like an employee stock ownership plan for young farmers, young and beginning farmers that don't have the land that's really necessary to be in production agriculture, doing those kinds of things. And so if farmers have suggestions on how we can do that, now's the time to be writing those down and sending them to us, because in all seriousness, we do take that information and build on it. And so, get a good risk management plan, use those free market tools that are out there. And I'm saying like puts and calls. I don't recommend open futures contracts, but lenders like it. It's a good way to build your own safety net. And, hopefully we'll see an upturn in these markets. And it won't necessarily, you won't have to rely exclusively on your put option strategy.
Great to see you. Thanks for what you do.
You bet. Thank you.
Again, it's the Honorable Rick Crawford, representing the 1st Congressional District of Arkansas, Chairman of the House Ag Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities and Risk Management. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.